SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After working through the night, searchers have given up hope of finding any survivors from last night's aviation disaster at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. An American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided. There were 64 people on the plane, 3 soldiers on the helicopter, and so far 28 bodies have been recovered from the icy waters of the Potomac River.
As search and rescue efforts were underway in the Potomac River, President Trump issued a short statement describing the crash as a terrible accident. He expressed his thanks to first responders and, referring to the passengers and crew aboard the plane and helicopter, the president said, "May God bless their souls."
White House correspondent Craig Clugston, the body of the plane has been found upside down in 3 sections in waist-deep water. The wreckage of the helicopter found as well. The FAA and the NTSB are investigating. The airport due to reopen in just over an hour from now. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump ordering the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens to be held at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back. So we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. This will double our capacity immediately, right? And it's a tough place to get out of.
Hamas today freed 8 more of the hostages it had been holding since the Gaza ceasefire took hold earlier this month. And the Laken Riley Act has been signed into law by President Trump. That law mandates detention of illegal immigrants accused of theft and violent crimes. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow trading 62 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 71 points. This is SRN News. President Trump blocks a rather strange bit of foreign aid.
The White House says shortly after taking office, Mr. Trump discovered that former President Biden had signed off on a plan to send $50 million worth of male contraceptives to the people of Gaza. President Trump has killed that program before it could get off the ground. The Biden administration was known for spending large amounts of taxpayer dollars to promote contraception in foreign lands, but this latest incident seems to have caught everyone off guard. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first lawsuits have been filed against President Trump's executive order revising policy on transgender troops. 6 transgender active duty service members and 2 former service members seeking reenlistment have filed suit in federal court in Washington. The president's order sets the stage for an across-the-board ban on transgender troops in the armed forces. The lawsuit filed by the same group of lawyers that fought Mr. Trump's transgender ban in his first term in office. This is SRN News. It's looking like supersonic air travel may make a comeback.
An aircraft developed by Boom Supersonic has become the first independently funded jet to break the sound barrier. The XB-1 aircraft accelerated to Mach 1.05 at about 35,000 feet during a test flight Tuesday in the same Mojave Desert airspace in California, where Chuck Yeager was the first person to break the sound barrier in 1947. It's a step toward reviving supersonic commercial travel, which has been on hiatus since the Concorde jet was grounded more than 2 decades ago. Boom Supersonic has contracts with at least 2 airlines to buy their commercial airliners once they're developed. Keith Peters reporting.
Former Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction of accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent for the government of Egypt. More details, SRNNews.com.